Moving on to Gamma Quadra, the complex of tired hands, since Stratyovskaya was invoked. The complex of tired hands, would you like to say anything about this?
Well, first I'd say that my observation is that I think that, or I don't know, maybe it should be first or not, I don't know, but I'm going to just say anyway. I think that the democratic complexes have some similarities to them. So I also kind of identify with kind of like a shadow gamma complex, you know. It's like I feel like I should kind of gamma better than I do. And I think that gammas kind of feel like they should alpha better than they do. But to get onto gamma proper here. So it says that the democratic trait, rational expert, evolutionary with a minus sign. In accordance to this trait, everyone has the right to interact with others as equals, to strive towards maximally possible creative self-realization, to freely develop one's business and creative initiatives, to fight for equality and rights and possibilities, to creatively realize oneself, to defend one's own right to freedom of action and to adequate responses by action, to have freedom for enterprise, for making decisions, and for defending one's own point of view. So that's very much more TE and FI, much more so than SE and I at that point. I'm going to go to decisive. In accordance with this trait, every person has the right to interact with others from position of power to operatively in condensed periods of time, solve problems, his own and those of others, making responsible decisions and making others obey them, to decisively defend one's own rights to labor, right to freedom, entrepreneurial activity, and freedom of choice of profession, and four, to resolutely defend one's own point of view, to advantageously and operatively use one's own fighting qualities and realities of the ongoing moment. I don't know, everything, for Strat, everything is a struggle. Everything is life or death for her, you know.
I mean, that's results, isn't it, then?
Yeah, I guess. You know, I'm results too, but I'm like, well, we could just maybe describe Jill from accounting as a gamma, and, you know, it's not a blood death, you know, not a blood struggle to the death, you know? It's like, I don't know. She's very dramatic, and I like that about her, actually, but it is kind of hard to translate into real life sometimes.
As for the connection between alpha and gamma, as you stated, it says here that alpha quadra kills by word while gamma quadra avenges itself by action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's very astute on her part.
It says that the alpha quadra will loudly yell and shout and call for help, but the gamma quadra won't get stopped by the cries of their offenders. That's like a victim crying for help and then the old hooded figure approaches with a knife sadistically.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just like crying out for help and shouting like she's kind of characterizing alphas as, you know, it's like, I think alphas just kind of have a way with words. They're not smooth talkers like maybe gammas are, or maybe some of the other central types. But I think they really focus on communicating effectively, and I think gammas do as well. Maybe a little bit less so. But I think a lot of gammas I notice, especially like ILIs, really choose their words carefully. But they don't try to kill with them. I mean, I think alphas do try to kill them. I don't know if like I need to, I'll just bludgeon someone over the head with a word, you know, because, yeah, alpha. But gammas are just much more effective. And, you know, they do it by deeds, I think, you know, like, they evaluate you more on your actions instead of what you say. It's like, well, yeah, you said you're gonna do this, but did you do it? And like, well, no. Like, it doesn't really matter so much about the excuses. It's like, so either you did or you didn't, and that's something I can relate to as well.
Relating to the subtypes, Viktor Galenko characterizes the creative subtype as appearing like gamma. So it says that the freedom of creation is of the utmost value to the gamma quadra. And that's what the creative is. Wishes to be recognized and whatnot. Do you think this lends we can mesh together the dichotomies. For example, being more ignoring.
I mean, that's a hard one for me because I don't really see Gammas as being that creative. You know, no offense to them. I honestly see it more as being any Doms, you know, which I think anyone would. I think it's hard to see the creative subtype being an I, you know. Maybe SE? I mean, SE can be creative. And then I can be creative in its own weird kind of way, but I think it's just much more associated with NE. I don't know. You have any thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I would believe that the NE types would be more creative. I mean, that's why Gulenko himself puts the accentuations as NE and FE. FE for the eccentric, no. FE for the connection and the vivid emotions and whatnot. But I recall that you said earlier that you earlier pointed out that NI would be more in tune with the creative aspect as opposed to the any aspect of reorganizing, reordering perceptions and permuting them differently to appear as if something new has been formulated. But it's just the old thing put back together in a different way.
Yeah. I mean, generally, people think that NI is more original than NE. And that may be, but I think NI is also more primordial, where it comes out of, like, the collective unconscious or out of the instinctual base, so it's not. I don't know if originality or creative is quite the right word for either one. And I think it depends on the context. Because with any, I don't really create anything with my any. It's just kind of like patch things together and stuff, you know. Come with some random idea. I guess that's creative, I guess. But it's not like painting a picture or something like that or writing a novel or anything. It's just, oh, I have this idea. How creative. You know?
I mean, as for Model G, your creative function would be NI, right?
Sure, yeah.
And if we do believe that Jung is an LII, so then he did really create a lot out of his NI.
Yes, yeah. And I think that's true. I don't think he is an ethical type. And I don't think he's really an intuitive type either, even though his intuition is quite strong. I think he has to be a LII.
Yeah, I agree with LII. Yep.
It took me a while to get there, I'll have you know. You know, I had, you know, because people are pretty divided on this type, but yeah, I think so. Once I read the Zarathustra seminars, I'm like, oh yeah. There's just no way this guy is an IEI.
Okay, back to the Gamma Quadra. It says that they plunge into despair when there is distrust towards their creative potential and when there is mistrust toward objective performance indicators of their business and creative success. Have you had any experiences with Gamma types expressing this kind of despair?
Oh, yes, I have. Yes, for sure. Let me just read this paragraph again. So it's, yeah, I have. And it actually was quite disruptive. I don't know. It's kind of what the quadra complex is. It's just kind of in them, you know, as in anyone's quadra complex is. It's just, it's like they can't really help it. I mean, they feel like they need to have that kind of growth thing, especially, I guess, the process ones. They can't really stop. It's just like T is kind of out of control from my perspective, you know, because I project onto it. But yeah, I've seen them get really down and just like they get really bothered by not having their work experience really be right for them. You know, I'm kind of that way too. Like, my work experience is not where I want to be. It caused some unhappiness, but not like a gamma, though. You know, it's just, that's kind of where I say, like, I think we have kind of a similar sort of reciprocal quadra complexes.
If we compare alpha and gamma once again for the revenge against the complex, I mean, if the gamma quadra has its hands tied, the main thing for them is to have their hands untied. And for alpha, it would be to say something, right? Say something destructive or deliver a blow. But the gamma quadra will keep their mouths shut if they can deal with it silently and have their hands untied to regain the capacity to engage in their goal. They would seek to have to retrieve their ability to proceed and to have their hands untied once again. And but for alpha, we'd be more of delivering a blow with our speech or calling out for help or something.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, so it says here that, I mean, it's funny that Stratyskaya points out that when their rights to professional and personal self-realization and fulfillment are being challenged, it's particularly painful, especially felt by the forced housewives, the women of Gamma Quadra who are made to stay home.
Yeah, she talks about that a lot. Yeah. I think she projects a lot, though, I'll have to say, because I have read a lot of her stories where, like, LIIs are just restrictive, abusive husbands are like, you will not have a computer in my house, you know, and just like, what? That is just not how things work.